Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show today. Wow, it is Monday morning. Monday, you know, it is great for it to be a Monday morning and to be excited about it. You know, it seemed like it's taken forever to get to this place in my career where I would be excited about Monday. You know, I remember years ago, going back 40 years ago, well, maybe, you know, more like 30 years ago, from the past 30 up to like 20 years ago, it just seemed that when it comes to being excited about a Monday, that was just not happening. That was just not something that you do. You know, Monday meant work and problems, and Monday meant just not wanting to be there, not wanting to. And, you know, now that I think about it, a lot of it had to do with not so much not wanting to be there, but not wanting to do what you were doing there. So, and that always, in a way, bothered me in a sense. It's like I couldn't figure it out. You know, for the past, oh, I would say 25 years, I've been trying to figure out, why don't people do what they love? I just couldn't figure that out. And then to add on to that, I started wondering, as I began to work in different companies, from the military, working for a major pharmaceutical company here in New Jersey, having worked for a bank in Cincinnati, Ohio, Fifth Third Bank, right downtown Cincinnati, in the Westin, back when they had first built the Westin Hotel down on Fountain Square. And even from having worked at Cincinnati Time Recorder, my very first real job outside of high school, and outside of working that little summer job, you know, I was like, wow. So here, and then coming here to New Jersey, having worked for Continental Airlines, which is a, you know, major Fortune 500 company, I just couldn't figure it out. And I began to look at all these organizations, and I started asking the question, why don't they allow people, or they place people to, or select people, however they do it? At that time, 25 years ago, I didn't have the right terminology, but I just couldn't figure out why people were not, but they were in companies. They were coming to work every day. Tons of people, hundreds, maybe even thousands of people coming to work each day, yet not being fulfilled. You know, everywhere in our lives we look to be fulfilled. Some people go from relationship to relationship, you know, looking for fulfillment. People shop from mall to mall looking for, you know, fulfillment. So why, I couldn't figure out, so why don't people look for work that's fulfilling? You know, people go from restaurant to restaurant looking for fulfillment. They want to go to the restaurant that fulfills their particular desire and their needs. But yet when it comes to work, and then on top of it, I have lots of contacts. I know so many people. And, you know, Friday, everybody's excited. Oh, thank God it's Friday. You know, we're going out to party. Then Saturday, you know, we're going this, we're going to do that. You know, Saturday is just full of stuff. And then Sunday, again, full of things that we're excited. We got our cookovers and our cookouts, and everybody's coming over, and, you know, we're having a good time. And then around Sunday, around 6 o'clock, between 6 and 8, it was like clockwork. You begin to hear the moans and the groans. Oh, I got to go to work tomorrow. Oh, boy, enjoy that job, and oh, I don't want to go to work tomorrow. You know, it was just really, it, you know, it was like a black cloud that would come over the room. And then everybody, of course, begins to chime in with their sad stories of having to go to work. And so I would say to myself, like, you know, I'd be saying to myself, yeah, I mean, I had the problem too, you know, so to speak. And it's like, wow, you know, what's really going on here? And what was really going on is that people were just very, very unhappy about their work day and going to work. And sometimes, you know, it seems like, you know, a great organization that they're working in, yet people just not happy about going to work. So if you're here, you just tuned in to the show, good morning, and welcome. If you're trying to get into the chat room, we're trying to get the chat room open for you, for those of you who want to listen via the internet. And then the computer is working a little slow this morning, so it may take a few minutes, but we are here on the air, live right here. We're having a great time, I tell you. Well, I want to talk today, Monday, and I tell you, and this weekend was so awesome, so we definitely want to give, you know, a shout-out to Miss Angela Vett Williams, who definitely we partnered with, and we were able to put together our first Small Business Women's Expo and Conference at the Marriott Courtyard Hotel. And I tell you, that was funny, that I'm sure we probably would have had a few more people coming had it been a little easier to locate, because the way it sits on the highway, it's easy to see if you're on Route 1 and 9, but very difficult to maneuver to get over there, because that's an area of New Jersey where you have about 10 highways all going. You have the Turnpike, you got Route 78, you got 1 and 9, you got Route 21, Route 22, and you got 1 and 9 South, 1 and 9 North. You have signs for the New Jersey Turnpike. I mean, really, there's a lot going. Then you got the airport right there, you got the prison right there, and about 20 other hotels. So all in that area, and it's really a challenge to get there. But so we have to over-appreciate those that did make it, because, you know, you're like that, you know, that one sperm that gets through after the thousands and hundreds of thousands of sperms that tried to get to that egg. So you are the troopers. You are the ones who didn't give up, though you got turned around. And so we really, really, really appreciate you, and we definitely want to hear, you know, your feedback. So please, you can contact Angela Vett. I think her daughter is putting together some sort of a survey to get your feedback and to also see what things you need going forward. I know for me, it was a major, major event, because for the past several years, I had been wanting to do a small business expo for several years now. And, you know, you have these, you know how we all have these desires and dreams and things that we want to do. And sometimes we don't understand why there's a delay in the doing. Sometimes we think it's procrastination. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just the timing. You know, God has to connect us with the right people. So had been wanting to do this. I have attended the Circle of Sisters many times over in New York. I've gone at least 4 times to the Circle of Sisters, and I have been a vendor there once. I shared a table 1 year with about 10 other vendors. So actually more than that, it probably was about 20 of us. But there were 10 that helped to split the bill, and then I was in on one of those 10 persons. But that was another event. So, yes, while I had the big vision of doing, you know, something like a Circle of the Sisters, but guess what? You got to start small, unless, of course, you have the type of dollars and marketing that they had, because their number one main backer and supporter is WBLS. So that's actually a WBLS event. Circle of Sisters is, and so they get all of the radio press that they want. And, of course, WBLS is, you know, like New York and New Jersey is a premier radio station. So, you know, you can't expect if you are local without the media and without the type of PR, you can't expect to have an event and have it turn out. It's just not, it's not possible. It's not humanly possible. And so, but certainly we had, that was our model. The Circle of Sisters was our model, and that's why we go to those kind of events, so that we can get the model, we can get the format, what it, what it's to look like. And then last year, when I met Mr. Versi Walker and began to, you know, interact with him on a weekly basis for sure, as he, you know, was hosting the weekly Wednesday show here on Coach Louisa, you know, began to interact with him, and he began to tell me about an event that he attends in Chicago, where it's a small business event, expo type of event. And then he put me in touch with the woman who put it together, and I spoke with her, and she gave me some wonderful tips. And then at the same time, kind of simultaneously, while I was talking with her, then I met Angela Vett, who already was meeting with vendors and small business owners in her place in Maplewood, New Jersey. So that's what I mean sometimes. God can give you a vision. He can give you a dream. That's why, you know, I wanted to talk today about, you know, walking out your purpose. He can give you these things, but you have to wait sometimes until things come together. Now, I'm sure, no doubt, you know, meeting up with Angela Vett Williams, she also had a similar vision and dream. And so we talked about putting together this event, and, you know, we just made it happen. We just made it happen. And so we are thankful that God, you know, knows exactly who to bring together so he can bring forth your desires, your goals, your dreams, and your vision. So my advice to anyone is, don't ever give up on your dream, your goal, your vision, no matter how foolish it might sound, no matter how crazy it might sound, no matter how outlandish it might be. Do not, absolutely do not give up on your dream, your goal, or your vision, because God is just waiting. You know, he's just waiting to bring it together for you. So we had a great time. I'm learning from Angela Vett, there were about 20 vendors that she had signed up for this event. And so definitely she did a lot of work to get that many vendors into one place for, you know, for an initial event. So definitely kudos to her and her team, because she does have a team, and that's what we're talking about. You can't do these things on your own. You know, as small business women, as going forward in helping entrepreneurs, small business women succeed, definitely, that's definitely going to be one of my mantras, is that you need a team. I mean, they say the team, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. That's going to be one of my key things. You have to have a team of people that are willing to work with you. You must. Because, you know, some people have a team, but the team is discombobulated. The team is not willing to work together. And so you need a team of people, and that's critical. That's critical. So often, I know I actually have to go out and, you know, team up with different people, like Denise Jenkins up in Cleveland, Ohio, teaming up with people like Angela Vett, Lady Diana. But that team, I'm telling you, Sister Tina Lane, you know, Pastor Rebecca. But it's good to have a team. So that's going to be definitely one of our goals, is to pull together a team. Now we're doing it here. Finally, I'm pulling together a team, but you have to, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy pulling together a team. And because, for one, when you are a leader and you're trying to pull together a team, you see, you have to be very careful, you know, the people that are working very closely with you, because it's a lot, you know, it's very interesting when you're working with people. So you have to, you pretty much have to know what you're doing. And you have to be a people person, so to speak. And so we are just excited about people that came out, you know, to support all the various businesses. I met so many different women. You know, I met Miss Ruthie Ressam from the Lighthouse. I met her three other sisters who all have their businesses. I met Elisa Briggs. What an awesome job she's doing with her Avant Garde Fashions. And she has international handbags, hats, and other accessories. And then I also met a lady that actually does pageants. And she's going to be working on some pageants. She's a beauty consultant. She does pageants. She helps people to discover their talent from within. And so, you know, she was there. And what a wonderful, wonderful job and presentation. She also had handbags as well. And a very beautiful lady. Her sister was also there. Her sister does cupcakes. So we, you know, there were just so many different vendors there. There was a woman there who was a certified massage therapist, Miss Shalice, with her business, Just a Touch of Heaven. So we're going to be giving shout-outs all week to these different vendors, and we're going to be telling you more about them. I don't have all of their business cards right here in front of me, but I will have them over the week to come. Throughout this week, I'm going to be lifting up various ones, and of course, Angela Vette Williams, who has the Sisters to Sisters Divine Connections. And you can find her on Facebook. You can connect with her on Facebook. She has a group of entrepreneurs and want-to-be entrepreneurs who meet once a month in Maplewood, New Jersey at 1877 Springfield Avenue. So you can come and join and connect. They have testimonies. People get up and share what businesses they want to go to. It's a great networking event. You can network with other small business women also, and they have vendors there as well. So she does have space there. She has vendors there each and every month. It happens on a Friday. It happens the third Friday of each month. So definitely you want to, you know, get connected. And that organization is growing. She's about to go into year two. So she's about to celebrate her second year in January. So she'll be having a big event to celebrate that. So, but that's who we partner with to do the Small Business Women's Expo. We had a great time just meeting all the vendors, talking about how to take your business to another level. In other words, how to really manage and expand your business, expand your operations. Really get the word out there. So we're going to be working with some PR people. That's another person that we're teaming up with to work with. She's an expert in PR, and she's done PR work for major, major organizations. And now she's somewhat retired from that, and she's willing to, you know, work with me and on a much smaller scale. But that's how you start. start. You got to start small, and you have to be willing to start small. And unfortunately, some people think that they're going to just jump in and grow big overnight. Well, that should not happen if you're a small business owner. Number one, if it happened, you wouldn't be able to handle it because you wouldn't have the infrastructure to handle an overnight success. For instance, I met a woman once who she made these peanuts that were coated with certain things, like coated with whether it's cinnamon or coated with different things. And she would sell them out of her house, right? She would cook them in her home and bring them to work and sell them. So that's fine, right? You get a few orders here and there, your friends, people, and maybe your church. But then it began to get too big because it was just her at home doing the cooking, and then maybe her and her sister was helping her. She couldn't handle the orders because it got too big, too quick, and she didn't have the help. And then on top of that, what happens is people start placing orders, and then when you can't produce the orders, you know, people begin to go elsewhere. If they can't, you know how people are. If they can't get what they want, they go elsewhere. It's just that simple. And so you can lose a lot of business by growing too fast. So you really do have to know what you're doing and understand that you do want growth, but you have to build for growth. You have to have the infrastructure there. You know, right now, for instance, as a speaker, I could say, oh boy, I wish this many people were calling me for speaking opportunities. But, you know, let's face it, when you're getting those kinds of calls, first of all, to get those types of calls, you have to, you know, the word has to be out there about you, okay? It almost takes a team just to do that. But nonetheless, let's just say people are telling other people about you. And you're getting a lot of calls, but how are you going to handle those calls? All of those calls need a call back. So you almost have to have someone to take the calls for you, schedule your bookings. And again, if you're not prepared to hire someone to do that, because what I found is, yes, while it's great to get people who will do things for no pay, and the best way to do that is to get interns from your local county colleges or college for your school. They have interns. The best way to do that, because now they have a reason to do the work. But a lot of times when you get people and they're not being paid, it's one thing to get somebody retired who doesn't need the money, or a housewife who has a husband taking care of them and they don't need the income. But if you get people on board that need an income and you're not able to provide it, it's going to be hard for that person to stay because they need to work. And so you would have to work all those terms out ahead of time. But certainly one thing you can't do is you can't do all the work yourself. You know, you can, but you may find yourself stressed and not feeling well after a while. So you want to bring in people to help you. But certainly we had a fabulous time on Saturday, I'm telling you. It was great. I tell you, we had people who, the vendors themselves, you know, one of the things I love about the vendor opportunity, I try to go to all the ones I can get to, because I just love it. I love it. And I know when I go, I don't care if anybody shows up in terms of, I don't go to vendor opportunities per se to sell so many products. I go to network with whomever's there. So I network from the door. I'm networking with, you know, from the bellhop to the concierge to the administrative people behind the desk. You know, it's the whole thing is networking opportunity for me. I'm networking with the other vendors, connecting with them. So that's my mindset. But I know everybody doesn't have that mindset. And so some people go into vendor opportunities and I know they think they're on Wall Street, and that's okay because everybody can have their own goals, their own dreams. But there's a lot of fun. I don't know. I've been to so many of these events that I've just not seen where, unless you're in Washington, D.C., or you're at the certain house, Circle of Sisters, that's a different story because you got 40,000 people who come through that event, 40,000. And so you you're going to make money, no doubt, hand over fist, you are. Now, whether, you know, you individually do, depending on your product, but if you have a product that people want, more than likely, out of that 40,000 people, your market is there. There's somebody there that is part of your target market. But if you don't target your market, you don't know who is your market. So you have to target your market first so you'll know who to go after. And a lot of people think that everybody is a possible customer, and that's not true. It's not true. Big as Bill Gates is, not everybody, you know, wants Microsoft products, okay? That's evident by the number of people that use Apple. So don't think that everybody is your customer. Everybody is not your customer. You have to target your customer. If you want to be an effective business owner, I mean, you can't write a business plan and say in your business, well, this product is for everybody. Right there, the bank is going to turn your proposal is going to go in a separate pile, one that probably won't get looked at. If you put that in anywhere in your mission statement that your product is for everyone, they know that you wrote this without any real business advice or research, because any person from SCORE or from the SBA or any other place giving you advice on writing a business plan would tell you you have to target a market. You don't focus a niche, anything but this product is for every, even Coca-Cola, as big as Coca-Cola is, as big as Pepsi is, not everybody drinks Pepsi, not everybody drinks Coca-Cola, not everybody drinks Sprite, not everybody drinks Tropicana orange juice, some people like Minute Maid, you see, Barnes & Noble's, not everybody shops at Barnes & Noble's, some shop at Amazon, some were shopping at Borders. So you can't think that, you know, you have that everybody wants your product. Everyone may want that particular type of product, but everybody may not want to get it from your business. So these are the kind of things that we will be teaching as we go forward in our Small Business Women's Training Institute, where we're going to be helping the small business women owners and entrepreneurs, small business women training and entrepreneurs. So that's others. That's people that might do this or might do that. And I see that we do have a caller who has just tuned in. So I'm not sure if she wanted to come on the line. She's welcome to come on the line and share what she may know about this industry, though I don't think we have a whole lot of time yet. We just have 90 seconds left. We will go back to our hour format tomorrow, but I just wanted to come on and just share about the small business aspect and what we're doing with small businesses and how we're going to want to help them grow. And the only thing we're really going to be doing from my standpoint is giving out the information, giving them the knowledge and information that will help them grow. So that's talking about the market, that's talking about the financing, that's talking about, you know, giving the real scoop on government products. I don't want to just be there to tell people do this, this, and that, knowing that these things don't really work. So I'm going to be there to give you the real deal of what will work. Why? Because it's worked for so many other people, and it's working for me. So that's what you want. You want to follow a road that is leading to where you want to go. You know, you don't get in your car and drive north when you want to go south. So you have to follow a road that's leading where you want to go. So we're going to be studying. We're planning to take a trip to Virginia to be a part of a large business expo there. So we're going to travel a little bit to get the knowledge and information and to learn from others. So we're even more excited about that. And that's it. So tomorrow we'll be back. We'll, you know, talk some more about small business and how this is the best time to be a small business owner for those of you who have it within you. We're going to talk about the entrepreneur, what are some signs that you are an entrepreneur, and how you can make a success of it. It doesn't matter if you work. It doesn't matter if you're unemployed. It doesn't matter if you want to be employed. It's a choice that you can make. There's some things you can put into place to get it done. There are people you can partner with. If you don't want to go it alone, you can do a partnership. We are going to talk about the various forms of business ownership, including the nonprofit, for-profits, social entrepreneurship, all these different ways to be a company these days, and to move into the next step of going global. We're going to talk about going global. How do you go global? How do you establish yourself in the worldwide marketplace? It's a little bit different than how you establish yourself right here in this domestic market. How do you position yourself for international market? Because we are there. We are there. We're a global environment, and now you got to have the right product, but even without that, you still have to have connections. You have to have connections. So we're excited, and I'm going to be looking to partner with other small business development operations overseas, in Europe, in Germany, and other places around the country. And so I suggest you do the same. You look into it and see how you can partner with companies doing what you do over in Asia, all different, all kinds of places. Just take the limits off of your mind and look into some things, and you'd be surprised. You know, we looked at how China has millions of people versus we don't even have 1 million here yet in the United States. So, you know, there's a large market on the other side of the water that is, you know, that we can tap into for revenue. But you have to get that team. You need to get that accountant. You need to have an accountant on your team, somebody who loves doing accounting. So I'm going to be talking to my students on Wednesday. I teach a business class at Essex County College. And in that business class, there's every kind of student. So I'm going to be talking to them and tapping into them and seeing which ones of them also want to get into their own business, as many of them do. Most business students, I mean, I would say at least half the business students want to start their own business. Now, not everybody wants to start a business. We recognize that. Not everybody should. It is a lot of work. Don't say you want to start your own business because you don't want to work as hard. It's the opposite. You're going to work 10 times harder in your own business than you do when you work for someone else. You're going to work 10 times harder for your own, and you're going to get paid 10 times less probably, at least to start out. It takes about, well, the statistics used to be it takes at least 7 years to make a real profit, and that's probably been shortened over the past, you know, 10 years, so it's probably shortened to maybe 5, but it's not, you know, you don't turn a profit the next day, unless you're selling something like lemonade that only cost you, let's say you have a lemonade stand, it didn't cost you but 20 cents for the pack of lemonade, and the paper cups, or like you go to the dollar store and get some paper cups, but anything else, you're not turning a profit right away, because any revenue that comes in is sucked into all the various costs and expenses to run the business or to do the business. So that's why you need an accountant, and they can put all those numbers together on a spreadsheet, and you can see what you're bringing in, what's going out. But unless you are an accountant yourself, then you need to bring a person on your team, and that's another problem with small businesses. They hear the term, oh, I got to wear all the hats. But unless you're an accountant, a business marketing person, and all that, and you have your MBA, so you've taken extensive classes in all those subjects. And even if you're an MBA, most MBA students focus, they do take classes in all those subjects. Yes, they do. Marketing, finance, HR, economics, management, operations, and all of that. They do, and they do take several classes in all those topics. However, they also specialize in one of the areas, marketing, HR, economics, finance, executive leadership, or management, or administration, rather. And so, which is management. Administration and management are typically the same. So they even have a specialty. So unless you have a, you know, quadruple master's where you have, you know, you majored and then you minored in all of those, then sure, you could try to do it all by yourself, but you'll wear yourself ragged. So it's best to, most students when they're in graduate school in the MBA program, they, if they know they're going to start a business, they try to network with other students who master something else, and then they make up what we call an executive team, and then they go forth and put their business together. So we're going to be talking more about executive teams, how to put one together, and actually I did a show on this a while back, so if you were to look at the archives, maybe like, oh gosh, a year and a half ago maybe, or if I find the archive, I'll repost it. I did a teaching on building an executive team, how to do it, and what it consists of. But that's what you need if you want to build an executive team. You would build someone who has their expertise in marketing, a person whose expertise is in finance, and someone's expertise is in human resources, and someone else whose expertise is in administration. And at least you need those, and then someone in marketing and PR can somewhat go together, but you can get a separate PR person. And now you have a graphics designer person. Now you have a very solid, very powerful executive team, and you can do some real damage. And for some people, they're fortunate that all of these people are their neighbors. And so they just knock on their doors and gather them all in one place and put it together. Some of us were hard-pressed to find that diversity of a group, but they're out there, and so we're going to help you find them because we're going to be pulling people together. We're going to be talking about it in this monthly entrepreneur session that will be starting up very, very soon, so please stay tuned, stay posted for that. And guess what? We actually only did the show this morning for a half hour, so we have another meeting that we have to rush off to, but we will be back tomorrow for the full hour for the rest of the week, and this is going to be a very, very exciting week. Some great things are happening. Oh, yes, and don't let me forget to talk about our fundraiser. It's an Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser. And it's a great fundraiser. You can absolutely try it yourself. My friend, Dr., the wonderful Dr. Cindy Hunter in North Carolina, told me about this event over a year ago, or quite almost a year ago, and I never put it together. And one day I was in Applebee's and I saw the sign. I was like, oh, I think this is what my friend was talking about. And I began to ask questions, and I told my friend Anjanette, I said, yeah, Anjanette, remember that Applebee's thing? And she says, oh, yeah, I did one. She goes, what do you think that thing I invited you to, my breakfast? I said, you're kidding. So she's already done one here in New Jersey. I just start laughing. And so, you know, she said it was very successful as well, because as a matter of fact, we were down in North Carolina when Dr. Hunter was telling us about this event. And so she did put it together, Anjanette, not to be confused with Angela Vett. They're two different people. But so Anjanette did one here, and I didn't even realize it. So I was in Applebee's, and I talked to the person about it, the manager. And so now we're having one. Actually, we're having two. But one will be in Jersey City. That's coming up in November. This one is happening this weekend, the 22nd of October, right here in Union, New Jersey. You can get your ticket at the door, so if you don't see me and get a ticket, or if you don't purchase your ticket online, I should have I'll have a PayPal link up. If I don't already, I may have one already on my website, lilisajwilliams.com. I believe you can go there on the front page. There should be a signage for it. If not, I will get that up sometime tonight, and you can pay online, or you are welcome to pay at the door. So we are looking for 300 people to come out and support this event. It is a fundraiser, and we are raising the funds so that we can pay for the training for the small business women's, That's the training that we're going to be doing, helping women either start their businesses or helping them start and learn and to learn how to grow their businesses. So we're going to be teaching women how to start, learn, and grow, and also some of the training that you need to be a successful entrepreneur. And to be a successful entrepreneur, you need training. It's just like a doctor needs training, lawyers need training, customer service reps need training, accountants, everyone needs training. So entrepreneurs also need training. I know some people, you got it naturally from mom or dad, and that's great, or it's just a gift God gave you. That's awesome. But there's still training involved because there are new things that hit the market every day. Business is very dynamic. There's always changes. There's always changes. I mean, now we have social networking. We have social media. Oh, we have so many different things and our RSS feeds. And, you know, it's just so much to keep up with. Now we got Occupy Wall Street. We have, you know, it's a lot. You got to keep up with all the different tax laws, all the different human resource strategies that come out, and how to hire the best and the brightest, and, you know, going global, what is imports, what is exports, how do you get involved? So there's just a lot to keep up, and just being an entrepreneur, leadership, just basic leadership, how to lead people is a big training that a lot of people need, how to lead people. How to pull, not only pull together a team, but how to work with the team, how to get the team to work together. So we're going to be teaching all those things, you know, how we're going to be teaching the dynamics of group development, team development, how to move from storming to performing. And we're going to be talking about how to assess the various skill sets and personalities of your team so that you can work together to be more productive. There are a lot of teams that work together, but the productivity is very low. So we want to help people reach high productivity, high performance. And so we're going to be doing that training coming up. It's here. It's not coming up. It's here. So it's here. So it was, you know, launched, and I relaunched Performance Strategies Unlimited several months back with Angela Vett. We relaunched. She was there, and I was talking about my business, and she says, well, she was telling everyone, you need to start a business. I said, well, I have a business. She says, well, you need to do a business relaunch. And so I did. We got the location through her, and we did the relaunch. And so now that we've relaunched the business, and I think this was back sometime in maybe earlier in the year, February, March-ish, somewhere back then. And so we relaunched the training business, and so now we have to move forward and get the training done. So Performance Strategies Unlimited is launching that Small Business Training Institute, and we're going to be doing the training for small business owners. So we're happy about that and looking forward to it. Ms. Patricia Martin, you can also contact her if you know her, and talk to her about tickets for this event. You can also talk to her about the training sessions that we'll be doing. She is one of the trainers that will be doing some of the training. She's also the person that will be, you talk about having a right-hand person. God, sometimes you have partners and you don't even know you got them. And people on your team, she is definitely on my team. God bless her. And, you know, I met her through a bookstore. My book was in a store, and she saw the book, and she purchased the book, and she called me up my number is in the book. So for all of you authors, make sure you put a number in the book. She purchased a book, saw the number, called me up, and we have been working together ever since. And so she called me up and asked me, would I speak at an event that she wanted to put together, her 100 Women in White, which I'm praying that she brings back very soon. It was an awesome event. And so I'm hoping she will do that again. But nonetheless, Ms. Patricia Martin, you can connect with her on Facebook. And she is on Facebook, Minister Patricia Martin. You can, anything you want to, actually, you probably know her from scheduling. She's the one who calls up people and schedules them for the Coach Lalisa show. And then we took a couple of months off, so she'll be getting back to that, I'm sure, in November. But this is an awesome woman, and she's doing great things. Also, we want to lift, we want to pray for people who are going through. We know people's parents, when you get this age, and my age, in your 50s, and your friends and everybody, they're in their 50s and 60s, and so that means that our parents are not still 50 and 60, so our parents are much older. So we know that this is a time period where, you know, people's, you know, may be losing their parents, and so we just want to be prayerful for those individuals. And I know a few people that are in that situation, or people's parents may be sickly and they have to care for them. So we definitely want to hold our sisters and brothers, you know, high to the Lord, that the Lord would, you know, just be there with them and comfort them and give them the peace, the energy, the strength that they need to get through whatever God, whatever is going on in their life, whatever God's will is for them. And those who have lost family members, we just thank God for you and your family, and just pray that God will see you through your grief and your loss, because it can weigh very heavy on you. You know, I don't know who it weighs heavier on, people who are children and they lose parents, or when you're older and you had so much time to be attached to that parent and be around them and depend on them. So we just want to lift up all of those individuals that are going through, and those whose family members are sick and ill and being rushed to the hospitals. This is what time we're in. We're going to be hearing about these things probably more and more. Again, as we get older, our parents are also getting older. And so we have to keep that in mind. Not, I mean, there are people who live to be 100 and so, but they live to be 100 and so. So, you know, it's still going to come a time for an end. We know there will be some people who will still be here when Jesus comes back. But most of us will die on this side. We'll leave this body. We'll leave this side of life. And so we just want to be mindful of that, because there are people that we know that this is happening to them in our immediate circle. So our prayers go out to you. Our condolences go out to those that have lost their parents in this recent week or past month. God bless you. And so I think we're going to move on to the next thing, which is to let you know that the show is over. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Please go to Facebook if you'd like to join in again on the fundraiser or the training, or if you want to do training, if you would like to. I have met some people. I've met two trainers in the past 2 weeks, and so I'm excited about that. Also, oh yeah, and I'm about to sign up another coach with my coaching company, so I'm excited about that. So those of you who want to be a coach, please contact me or go to my website, mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. So go there, check it out if you're interested. Call me up. Also, don't let me forget, tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday, there is a 3-day revival at Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, located at 142 Maple Avenue in Newark, New Jersey. Please come out if you are so led. Come out and worship, praise with us, revive again with us. I can tell you right now, we got some powerful preachers tonight. Reverend Ron Christian from Christian Love Baptist Church. And tomorrow there will be Reverend John Tebout. He will be there tomorrow, and I will have to get back to you with the pastor from Wednesday, but it's going to be amazing service tonight. I will be there tonight with bells on. I can't wait. You better get there early to get a seat. Our church, we can only seat about 300 or so, so you better get there early because his church alone, his members, I know they're going to show up for him. So don't come late, because if you do, it's going to be standing room only. So if you want to hear a powerful word, get there early, and so you can get a seat. I want to see all my invites. I want you seated. So please try to get there. I believe it's starting at 7, but please go to my page on Facebook, or pull up our church's page, Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church, or pull up, you know, Ralph Bunch Terrell, which is Reverend Ralph Bunch Terrell, my pastor's son, and pull up somebody's page and try to get the time, because you want to get there early. So anyway, have a powerful day at work. Go to work excited, you know, about using your talents, your gifts, your skills and abilities, or excited about something that you've learned, something new, and make it happen. Make it happen for yourself or someone else. Well, that's all, folks. Have a wonderful day, and remember, phenomenal preparation breeds phenomenal success. So whatever it is you want, you got to prepare for it. Don't wait.